From the Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything you do, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets." There is a regular concert goer I know who told me that he doesn't much like the third piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. I asked him when he had last heard it, and he admitted that he had never in fact sat through a performance. He was much more comfortable with numbers 1 and 2. Short of giving him a ticket, I did everything to convince him that the third is a major work and that he would do well to hear it all. "Search, and you shall find." And my sister was always convinced that she would not like the kind of cheesecake they offer you in northern Spain, always until last summer, when she did summon the courage to mention it to her waiter. "Ask, and it shall be given you." Like the companions and first disciples of Jesus, each of us, I believe, needs to develop the stomach, the aptitude to listen to him and take his message seriously, even if it means going to Jerusalem with him, knowing you are in danger. And where or how does any of us get that audacity, that courage of the Lord's convictions? Why, in prayer, in conversation with him, like him, with his Father, who cares and directs our steps, but has given us a human nature that is intelligent and loving, and thus enables us to swallow even the tricky and dangerous sounding parts of his teaching, and to love and support one another in following the Lord's steps. In conversation, I said. Not just our words of prayer to the Father, then. This season of Lent and throughout the year, part of the package of conversation must include listening, paying greater and more regular attention to the Lord's word in the tradition of the Church and in the biblical texts, and putting it all to good effect in how we nourish one another, nourish one another's hunger and thirst for meaning, and build a community that is inspired by the Divine Spirit. When the Lord Jesus sets his face toward Jerusalem, he knows the festive music in the city will not be in tune with how he feels, unwelcome as he will feel in the great city. But life and hope are located ahead, and it is with that hope in one's heart that one presses on, even when the journey is not only uphill, but often against the grain of what we might have expected or desired. Like the Lord himself, we are invited to knock and remain confident the door will indeed be open.